All right, so get this, listeners. Today we're doing a deep dive on something that, I don't know, just really piqued my interest. It's this AI engineer on-demand service. I saw it on, let me see, it was the Jamgare Tech website.
Yeah, I think I saw that too. Definitely an interesting idea, right? Like, the whole thing just screams, future is now kind of vibe.
Like, they're trying to basically, I don't know, bottle up AI expertise, right, and then sell it as a... as like a subscription.
It's kind of a wild concept, right? Makes you think, could this actually work? Could you really get all the good stuff you'd get from hiring a full-time AI engineer, but without actually hiring one?
Yeah, exactly. So like, is this the real deal? That's what we're going to figure out.
Exactly, yeah. So to start, they're offering 10 hours of support every month from this this AI engineer. And it's $999.99.
Okay, so 10 hours, that's not unlimited, obviously. Right. So what can this AI engineer actually do for you in those 10 hours?
So they've got this list of services. And the one that really kind of jumps out at me is AI chatbot installation and maintenance.
Okay, so like you could have, I'm picturing like a chatbot handling your customer support, like 24/7, answering questions, even maybe qualifying leads.
Yeah, exactly. And for like a smaller business, especially one that, you know, maybe can't afford a whole team for support, that could be huge, right?
I see what you mean. So instead of spending those precious 10 hours on, I don't know, just like data entry or something.
Right. You could have them like build you this really valuable tool, that chatbot that's going to work for you like all the time.
Makes sense. And they do mention that automated data entry and cleanup is another thing they do. I mean, no one likes doing that, right? Sifting through spreadsheets all day.
Ugh, no thank you. But I'm kind of curious, though, wouldn't just like a regular data entry program do the same thing?
Right. Like, what's so special about this?
Well, I think the key here is that it's AI powered. So it's not just like mindlessly putting numbers in boxes. This AI is supposed to actually learn from the data you already have, find patterns, and even catch mistakes that a human would miss.
Okay, that is much cooler than I initially thought. It's like about more than just, you know, speed, right?
Yeah.
It's also accuracy and insights.
Exactly. And that actually leads right into another service they offer, which is AI-driven insights and reporting. So they're not just like cleaning your data. They're actually helping you figure out what it means.
So like turning data into actual useful knowledge. That's pretty neat. Mm. Now, there's one that I really, really want to know more about. It's this GeoVision AI thing. And even has like an extra fee, which makes me think it must be pretty serious stuff. What's the deal with that one?
Yeah, it's definitely a little more specialized. Basically, it's about using AI to gather data in real time, like out in the field. And they combine something called GIS, Geographic Information Systems, I think it stands for, with this tool called Power Automate.
Okay, wait, break it down for me. GIS, I'm thinking maps, but is there more to it than that?
You're on the right track. GIS is basically all about looking at data that has, you know, a location attached to it and then analyzing it. Think like cracking deliveries or like environmental monitoring, things like that.
Okay, starting to get it. So you've got people out in the field gathering all this data, and this GeoVision AI is like making sense of it as they go.
Exactly. And get this, it sends the insights instantly, like to people's inboxes, shared on platforms like SharePoint, even like straight to chat tools.
Wow. So it's like having an AI assistant out there with your field team, helping them make smarter decisions,
yeah.
You know, like right now.
Right. It's pretty wild.
But let's get real for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this so-called AI engineer, right? How do we know they can actually do all this?
Right. Good point. Well, they do mention that they made this podcast called AI Unraveled, which is all about AI news and like insights and stuff.
Okay, so they're like putting themselves out there, letting people see what they know. That's good. I mean, Trust is a big deal with a service like this. They also have a proven AI integration section, right? Where they show off some real examples of their work.
Right, that's smart. Let potential customers see what they can do.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a live demo of their Jamgare Tech AI chatbot, so you can actually see how it works. Which is cool.
And they talk about this email lead workflow system that sends hundreds of customized emails every day. So it sounds like they've got the experience, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so they've got the experience. They're showing off their work. But let's go back to that big question, right? Why subscribe? Why not just, you know, hire someone full time? They say it's more cost effective, $999.99 a month. Versus, I don't know, a full salary and benefits and all that.
Yeah, it definitely could be a big cost saving, especially for, you know, a smaller business.
Right. But they also talk about dedicated support, 10 hours focused on, like, your problems.
Which is pretty appealing. It's like having a consultant, right?
Yeah.
But just for AI stuff.
Exactly. Someone who can help you figure out where AI could actually help and then build like custom solutions.
Yeah. And then they talk about accelerated innovation, which basically means helping you use AI to stay ahead of the game, right?
Makes sense. It's like
Yeah.
they're not just building you a tool, they're like becoming your partner in innovation.
Yeah.
And then they end with this ongoing collaboration promise. So it's not just a one and done kind of deal.
Yeah, that's a good point because AI is not something that just stays the same, right? It's constantly changing. So having someone to keep you up to date is pretty valuable.
Okay, so they made their pitch. What do you think? Is this AI engineer on demand the real deal?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure without knowing, what a specific person or business actually needs, but the potential is definitely there, I think, especially if you're struggling with things like repetitive tasks, data analysis, anything AI could be good at, it could be a game changer.
That's a great overview of this AI engineer on demand service. But we're just getting started, right? There's more to unpack here, more to discuss. We'll be right back. So we've been digging into this whole AI engineer on demand thing. And I got to say, my brain's kind of buzzing with possibilities. You know, it's like having this Swiss Army knife
Yeah.
of AI expertise just like right there when you need it.
It's pretty cool, right? And it's not even just the things they offer, it's how they're doing it, the subscription thing for like expertise. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's like they're basically saying, hey, you don't need to own the whole cow, you know?
Yeah.
Just buy the milk you need. Like get the expertise without all the extra stuff that comes with a full-time employee.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And it makes you wonder, could this be like the future of how we get specialized knowledge, like for anything?
Whoa, that's a pretty big thought. So like imagine subscribing to an expert in, I don't know, cybersecurity or like digital marketing. Or even like something totally different, you know? Like a chef or a personal stylist.
Right. The possibilities are kind of crazy. And it wouldn't just be for businesses either. Like imagine regular people having access to, I don't know, a financial advisor or a language tutor all on a subscription.
So it's like democratizing expertise,
Right.
making it like available to anyone, no matter how much money they have or where they live.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And think about how that could change the way we learn and work, like constantly upgrading your skills just by subscribing to the latest and greatest knowledge.
Okay, now you're really getting me thinking. But let's come back down to earth for a minute. We've been talking about all the good stuff, but what about the risks? I mean, relying on someone else for like important expertise, there's got to be some downsides, right?
Yeah, definitely. You got to be careful. Like data security, that's a big one. You're giving this company access to your info, whether it's, business stuff or personal stuff.
So you got to like really do your research, make sure they're taking security seriously.
Absolutely. And there's also the dependency thing. What if you get used to having this service and then it goes away? Like if the company shuts down or changes their pricing.
Yeah, those are all good points. And I think it's important to remember that like AI is still pretty new. There's a lot of hype, but there's also a lot we don't know yet.
Right. Got to keep our expectations realistic, AI is not like a magic wand that's going to fix everything overnight. It's a tool, and it's got to be used the right way.
Yeah, and that's where like the human part comes in, right? Even though it's a subscription, you're still working with a real person, someone who can like guide you, help you set goals, and troubleshoot any problems that pop up.
That's right. It's about finding that balance between the human expertise and the AI's capabilities. And that's what makes this whole thing so interesting, right? It's not just about technology, it's about how humans and machines are going to work together.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. We talked about like the pros and cons of this AI engineer on demand, but I'm curious, what's your overall take? You think this is gonna like take off?
I think it has potential for sure. It's definitely tapping into this need for like easy to access expertise that's not going to break the bank. And as AI gets, smarter and smarter, I bet we'll see more and more of these kinds of services.
So it's not just like a fad. It's a sign of what's to come.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. But hold on, we're not done yet. Our expert has a final thought brewing, something that wasn't specifically mentioned in the stuff we've been looking at, but it's been on their mind this whole time. So what is it? All right, lay it on us. What's this final thought?
Okay, so what if this whole AI engineer on demand thing is actually like pointing to a future where, I don't know, where learning itself becomes a service?
Okay, now you got to explain that one.
Think about it. Right now, you're paying for someone to set up a chatbot or clean your data, but what you're really paying for is their knowledge, right? Like the years they spent learning about AI.
So it's like concentrated learning. You get like a shortcut to their expertise.
Exactly. And imagine like as AI gets even more powerful, you could subscribe to, I don't know, an expert in astrophysics or ancient philosophy. Like you could have the best in the world helping you understand like really complex stuff.
That would be amazing. Like a personal tutor for anything you want to learn.
Right. And that kind of brings us back to you, the listener.
Yeah.
Would you subscribe to an AI engineer on demand? What would you have them do? What knowledge would you be like most excited to get access to?
Man, that's a really good question to think about. It really makes you like rethink the future of learning, right? And how we get expertise.
And that's what I love about these deep dives. It's not just about, summarizing information. It's about like sparking that curiosity, asking new questions, and exploring what these powerful technologies could mean for us.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And listeners, we want to hear from you. What are your reactions to this? Your hopes, your fears, anything. Keep the conversation going because learning, just like AI, I think it's something we do better together.
Absolutely. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.